Good morning to Jason Kantz.
Good morning.
So Eau Claire, the center of the presidential campaign universe yesterday. The campaign for the Harris-Walz campaign estimated there were 12,000. I've heard lower estimates, so I'm not sure exactly what, I have to get out the counting number, I guess. So.
Right, yeah. Certainly looking at some of the images from the rally as well as people trying to get there would suggest that there were a lot. I had seen a video just kind of panning down the line of people trying to get in, and it was a long video. So
yeah, it was people I heard from Madison and Iowa, and so people were coming from around. I mean, it was just the day after, the first full day after Harris had tabbed the neighboring state governor as a running mate. So
Right. Yeah, so a lot of energy around that, I think.
And so, yeah, we'll continue to cover that with our news here, top of the hour. I have to say, what was hard for me, because her campaign had announced well in advance they were coming. We didn't necessarily know where till later. And then J.D. Vance kind of shadowing, I guess, both here and in Michigan yesterday. In fact, he even walked toward her plane and said he was checking out the plane he was going to use potentially in the future. But then as I was monitoring and recording some of the audio off WQOW-TV, I mean, he was taking questions from reporters, and it was galling me because I'm like, I wish I was there.
Yeah, yeah. I had actually wondered, you and I hadn't talked about that, but whether you would try to make it to either of the rallies, because I know you like to be at things like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, to just go, if you're going to go to an event, I mean, we've done it before where we have carried, like, the whole speech in days gone by, and we didn't do that this time. But if I would have known you could actually ask questions, that would have been. And then this is one that formed in my head. I guess I would have liked to have asked. And again, as a journalist, hopefully, right, we want watchdogs, not lapdogs, right? So
right.
What was in my head was Senator Vance, as I understand it, the previous running mate of Donald Trump and his vice president in his first term, Mike Pence, only lost the gig because he chose to certify the election results in 2020. And apparently you're on record as saying you wouldn't have done that. I'm just curious, can you defend that constitutionally, and what impact do you think would have followed? And secondly, what kind of vice president will you strive to be that's either similar or different to the way Mike Pence held down the job? What do you think of that?
Man, I think that would have been a great question to ask. I would love to know what his answer is, how he would have responded to that, because I think that's certainly been a big point of contention. I for one am grateful that Pence certified the election because of the results, and I think that's an important question for Vance, and one I'd like to see somebody hold his feet to the fire a little bit about.
It's just interesting to me, all these years after, it seems like different takes have developed about January 6th. But that certify or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know necessarily. I mean, it's just it's a whole other question, and I don't have a talk show anymore. But, I mean, did people as Trump backers and supporters, I mean, are there people who go, you know what, I'm glad Mike Pence certified, but I'm still on the Trump bus? Or how does that all work,
Yeah, I suspect there are definitely people in all sorts of camps who believe it was never valid, some who believe that it was valid but still are in the Trump camp. I think we've seen lots of opinions from lots of people around not only the last election but the upcoming one as well.
Yeah. All right. But he was deemed a pretty faithful and loyal vice president up until that, right?
Up until then, yeah, he sure was.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's close it out with some scripture today. Maybe at least read Acts 5:29 to 31. We may have to settle for just that today.
Sure, it says, "But Peter and the apostles replied, 'We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead after you killed him by hanging him on the cross. Then God put him in the place of honor,'" my pages aren't turning, "place of honor at the right hand as prince and savior. He did this so the people of Israel would repent of their sins and be forgiven."
All right, let's leave that there today. We'll read your devotional commentary tomorrow. Can you give me a final thought?
Yeah, I think the idea of what does it look like to obey God rather than men, right? Because I think we see so many human opinions these days, and I think we have to turn back to what are the principles that should guide us.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good place to jump off for the day.
Good stuff. Thanks.
You bet.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kant trying to get $250 support in our Backpack to School Challenge. I know it's early, getting the sleep out of your eyes, making your coffee, getting the milk on the cornflakes. But, hey, we had a really good yesterday. You know, it seemed kind of middling, and then all of a sudden a $1,000 gift, a $100 and then a $1,000 just as the show was ending. And that started this momentum, this wave of gifts of $500 and $100 and $300. 150. And we also yesterday, as the day unfolded, heard from James in Chippewa Falls, $100. That's good for two backpacks for kids here in America, plus the school supplies. Not only the kids, but their families, right? Think of the burden, the stress on mom and dad looking to get the clothes and everything ready for the school season. And then we heard from Barbara in Eau Claire with a gift of $100. And then Nick finished it off last night about 9:20 in the evening, going to WIB.com and making that donation from Eau Claire, four backpacks or eight kids would be served in Liberia, West Africa. So again, as listeners, we've done 85-50, but we're not stopping. Did you see Quincy Hall in the 400 meters? Did you see him just make that surge at the end of that race, one time around the track, 400 meters, to win the gold? I mean, finishing strong. We want to finish well in our Backpack to School Challenge. We don't want to settle this morning and say, hey, $13,750 between us and the 5,200 of which was from the business sponsors, but then we've added $85.50. It's good. No, let's get to $14,000, and it's going to be, these are the hardest. These are going to be the hardest dollars because the other people have given already, and they're on the sidelines now, and so who's going to be our finisher? Who's going to be our closer? We're asking you to take us up and over $14,000, $15,000, $16,000, $18,000 for the kids and their parents in need here on the other side of the world on WIB.
Well, we are getting closer and closer to the goal. Again, to use a baseball analogy, we've hit the double. Now we're stretching for the triple, and then we want to round third and head for home. WWIB.com, the WIB Wake Up Show. It's day number 6 out of 7 for our Backpack to School Challenge, which means this all ends tomorrow at midnight. And asking you not to wait around. If you've been hearing about this all week, would you consider helping children locally and internationally? $50, again, the number that we're using to provide a backpack and school supplies locally, that can do even more good in Liberia, West Africa through Teamwork Africa. So you have the chance to help kids at home and abroad. And our goal is to see here in the 7 o'clock hour, we haven't had a gift yet. And so who will be the first one? Sometimes with Tuesday trivia, we say, who's that brave one? Well, maybe it's the same thing. Who's that brave one to be our first gift here in the 7 o'clock hour? If we can get $1,000 raised this hour, that will put us, again, by our unofficial calculations here, really close and maybe even just past $15,000, as long as some of those pledged gifts and gifts in the mail get to us as well. So we really need folks to step up, Halvo, and just today and tomorrow left.
Caleb, I was saying this before 7, and I'm going to stick with it. Inspired by Quincy Hall and that amazing finish, you had the call for us in the sports to win the gold in the 400 meters. And I really believe that the hardest part for us is going to be the finish. People are tired of hearing about this. They're like, you know what? I mean, play me a tune. I've heard your stories. I've heard your stuff for the kids in need here and the families. Maybe a lot of people have responded already, and I think these are going to be the hardest dollars, right? I mean, I've never been a big mountain climber, but I would think the end of the mountain climbing journey is the hardest. People say with the Boston Marathon, you hit the wall at the 20-mile mark. We're kind of there right now, so I'm asking, who are the finishers out there who can help us get to 15 and beyond?
And I loved that analogy of Quincy Hall last night, 400-meter champion. He wasn't anywhere close for a long time. And you see all these, you know, highly disciplined Olympic runners. Quincy was in pain. I mean, you could see like he was struggling, and yet he dug deep and he found something else. And he starts passing one guy, two guys, three guys, and then passes another guy right at the finish line at the tape to get his first ever Olympic gold medal. Incredibly inspiring. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You know, it wasn't easy. You know, he's throwing himself down on the track afterward too, because it was exhausting, but he gave it everything he had. And that's what we are trying to do for the children. And we're asking you as well too, to step up and to give. And when we've been telling you the whole week that we acknowledge and understand that with inflation and everything else, things are not easy. They really aren't. And so you may have to dig deep than you've ever had before when you've given to this. But would you consider, again, before God, making a generous gift if he's been prompting you to do so and not letting other people do it, not saying someone else will take care of that, but saying, hey, if it's within my power to do good for others, I'm going to do that. And it could be this, it could be something else, but who will be that first one this morning? WWIB.com, again, right at the top of the page, that big red bar for the Backpack to School Challenge. So that goal, I mean, we set big goals all week and trying to see another $1,000 raised here in the 7 o'clock hour. And here we are 25 minutes in and haven't seen any gifts yet this hour. But that can change in a hurry. And we've said so many times when we have a drought in giving, usually there's kind of a flood waiting in the wings. And so, man, maybe it'll be someone soon.
Leanna Crawford on WWIB before we get to weather this morning. So, Caleb, our front door was ringing and I thought it was going to be some guests we're going to have on the air. Instead, it was Carlene in Fall Creek on her way to work. With a $100 in cash, $520, saying this is for the Backpack to School Challenge.
So. Thank you so much, Carlene. Thank you for taking time out of your day, your commute, to say this is important and I want to help. And we're so appreciative. And that's our first gift here at the 7 o'clock hour, as we've kind of had a drought. But maybe that's what opens up the gates, the floodgates, so to speak. We're trying to see at least $1,000 raised, and that should get us right around $15,000 for the week if we can see that $1,000 raised before 8 a.m. this morning. So even as we do the weather here, WWIB.com/backpacks. It's a red bar or banner, whatever you want to call it, right at the top of WWIB.com. Less than 2 minutes to give a gift online. Again, if you're a fast typer, it might even be sooner than that. WWIB.com. Would you give as well, too, to help us get closer and closer to the next plateau here? Again, our goal is $1,000 by 8 a.m. And thanks to Carlene, we're now $900 away from that.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. And let's at least say hi to our guests, Mike and Trish Houle from Valley Vineyard in Eau Claire. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. So we've been working hard here on the Backpack to School Challenge. And, you know, I know this morning, yeah, it's interesting. We've got Cadott and Fall Creek, Caleb, stepping up this morning.
Yeah, and again, it's just beautiful to see folks from all over the WIB listening area responding to the call to help, both locally here in the Chippewa Valley and internationally. So again, the three different organizations, Valley Vineyard, so Mike and Trish are representing that. Their backpack and school supply distribution is coming up this Sunday. Uh-huh. Then We Care Eau Claire a little bit later on here in August. And then your wife, Peggy Halverson, and the team at Teamwork Africa, serving children in Liberia, West Africa as well. And so, again, we've got the chance to, again, making this analogy, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, the gospel call. And what we are hoping here is that the generosity of this campaign, that's one of those things, that the kindness of this campaign, locally and internationally, opens up the door for what matters most, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That it's, well, why would you love on me this way? Love on me and my children. We can say, well, we love because he first loved us.
We want to hear from you guys a little bit, and then we'll play a couple of tunes and hear from you a little bit more. So first of all, Mike, what do you say? Thanks for all the years you guys have been doing this. How long have you been doing the backpack distribution with the school supplies?
This is our 13th annual one.
Wow. That's a long
so
time.
It's been a long time, yeah.
And we Caleb and I and listeners have been touched by some of the things we've heard you say. But Trish, what have you seen in terms of what keeps you guys coming back and doing this every year?
For us, it's for the children. And when you see a child, and when I've seen children, just it's like Christmas morning for them to actually get a new backpack with new school supplies, and to see children who normally would go to school with nothing open up a backpack with just simple things like pencils and pens and markers and crayons and have such delight in their eyes that you would think it was Christmas morning and they had just gotten the best gift ever. I'm brought to tears every year.
Caleb, we had kind of a Christmas theme because you talked yesterday about that line I mentioned. The kids in Liberia say, "You are my Christmas."
Yeah, and I know it's not July anymore. We can't say Christmas in July, but we've got a chance at Christmas in August here to bless so many. And we're asking you to respond, friends. And we said we've been talking about this again. This is the sixth day, and we know there can be some fatigue hearing this call again and again saying, "Will you help?" But would you? WWIB.com/backpacks, WIB.com. If you can get there, it's easy to find right at the top of the page.
All right, WWIB, it's August, and that means it's our annual August catch and match. Matching is catching. Thanks so much to 28 generous donors who collectively have committed some $50,450 to WIB Incorporated to help cover the cost of the airtime for those 20 Christ-centered outreach-oriented programs you hear here on WWIB. They could be short features like Nancy Lee DeMoss, Woldemuth, with his before 10 o'clock here on mid-mornings, or it could be, you know, an hour long with Focus on the Family Weekend, Sunday mornings at 8. So we're asking you to see what you can do to match that. Again, giving safely and securely at WIB.com.
And while you're at WWIB.com, maybe giving a gift for August Catch and Match, maybe consider giving a gift for the campaign that ends tomorrow as well, our Backpack to School Challenge. Mike and Trish Houle from Valley Vineyard Church, one of the three organizations that we are seeking to benefit with this, are in studio with us. We chatted with them a little bit earlier. And again, WWIB.com/backpacks, as we've definitely seen a lull, no gifts given online yet this hour. Thank you so much to Carlene for stopping in with a cash gift. But again, WWIB.com right at the top of the page. And Mike and Trish, we were talking off the air, and it's important, I think, to bring this on the air. You've mentioned how many years you've done this, and it was 13. This is the 13th mm-hmm. year. But you said last year you saw a need like never before, numbers exploding like never before.
Correct. Last year we were expecting a little rise because, you know, inflation costs and things, but we had always hit about 950 to 1,000. And last year we were over 1,200 when we got done. And the crazy thing is that they just kept coming, and that's what overwhelmed us in a good way. You know, we've been very thankful for your donations and your support of this, because I mean, I don't really foresee this going down. I don't know about you, but my bills didn't go down this year. And I think we can miss that. Like, you just go buy anything at any grocery store or any place you go, and the cost of things are still high.
Yeah.
And if we're talking 1,200 kids in Chippewa and they're talking 1,400 in Eau Claire, I mean, even I can figure that. That's 2,600. That's well beyond. That blows away the 2,000 kids we were talking about just in the Chippewa Valley. Not to mention, trust me, there's plenty of need. The word I come away with my 6 trips to Liberia is desperate. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, I appreciated a point you made off the air. I've heard you say this before. Like, these are from families where they are working one or more jobs sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, these are the people that work hard, the working class, the working poor, as sometimes we use that language. But a lot of people are working full-time. 90% of our people that come through are working a full-time job. And they're saying, well, why can't they cover it? Well, if you're paying rent and you're paying or mortgage, usually it's rent, and you're paying your grocery bills and you're trying to pay things like that, school supplies is this added expense that can really crush your budget. And I mean, if you do, like, let's say $50 a child, and let's say you have 3 kids, it's $150 that you might not be able to set aside. And someone said, well, that could be easy. But then you turn around and go, yeah, but then my car just broke.
Yeah.
And I need to fix that. And we don't realize those things. So these are people that are working really hard at jobs that you see throughout your community. I find it very interesting when I walk into different businesses and I see that person working. I know they're working hard at a job, and I know they've been through our supplies. We don't say anything to them, but, you know, visually we know. And I think it's amazing how we can miss that opportunity to see what's going on.
WWIB.com/backpacks, right at the top of the page. If you'd like to respond to this again, as the need is greater, maybe even than we've realized all throughout this week, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. And Trish, from that side that you see, again, at Valley Vineyard, not only with a backpack and school supply distribution, you have a food pantry there as well, too. What do you see from the parents, too? Again, you mentioned over 90% working so hard, sometimes 1, 2, 3 jobs working. What do you see from them when you're able to give a little encouragement and relief with something like this and say, let's take care of this. Let's take care of this for you and relieve some of that extreme stress and trying to provide for their children like they so much want to.
We see such gratitude in the parents. We see relief. We see thankfulness and almost a sense of disbelief because they have been on such survival mode and just trying to survive. And the fact that you have a friendly face, a prayer, we pray for our folks if they're willing to accept that. We just love on them. Parents sacrifice themselves so that their kids are cared for. Yeah. And we see that throughout the year where most of our moms come through pantry all winter long with no winter coat themselves so that their children are cared for. They don't have boots so that their kids are cared for. They're concerned about their children having backpacks. They're concerned about their kids going to school and being cared for. So the fact, we will see so many tears on Sunday. We will see so many thank yous. We will have hugs. But truly, we are the ones that come away feeling blessed.
And some good news. Nathan and Holcomb getting $100 for the Backpack to School Challenge. And so We're 20% of the way to that $1,000 goal by 8 o'clock.
Again, 8 minutes to do $800 more, and that would put us right around $15,000 for the week. And we want to go, again, above and beyond as much as possible. But can we do that somehow, some way, by the grace of God, $800 in the next 8 minutes, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. And again, Mike and Trish, we thank you guys so much for your heart for this and for following the Lord's leading. It's not an easy thing to put together events of this scale, but also, I mean, it can be, I'm sure, exhausting as well, but to see you and your church, the way you embrace your community and say, we're going to love others like Jesus would.
Uh-huh. You know, it's bringing the kingdom of God in the gospel, in seen and heard, you know, and I think so often we can lean one way or another, but it is seen and heard. And one of our biggest goals this Sunday and throughout the weeks that people can come, they can come from anywhere, by the way. We have no questions. We don't ask your address. We don't ask why you're there, because I really believe if we show God's love in a real way like this, we are presenting the gospel in a way that really makes people think. And my uncle was a missionary for 40 years in Tanzania and Kenya, and he used to tell me, you can tell them about the bread of life, but if you don't provide the bread that gives them life in practical sense, it's hard for them to hear.
Yeah.
And so this is the way that we do it in such practical and honest ways.
Well, you guys have done that throughout the history of Valley Vineyard Church, and it's a privilege for us to partner with you. Again, if people could go to WIB.com, click on that banner on top of the page, help us so we can help you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so very much. Candidates campaign in Eau Claire. Good morning. 64 degrees, cloudy skies, 8:03 on this Thursday, August 8th with your WIB News. I'm Mark Halverson. Caleb has sports coming up. Kamala Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, making their stop before thousands in Eau Claire at the Eau Claire Event District yesterday. Harris going after Donald Trump.
Campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. It's about two very different visions for our nation.
Meanwhile, Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, stopping at Wallard Manufacturing in Eau Claire, critical of Governor Walz and the way he handled the Minneapolis riots in 2020.
And I think that if you want to say you stand for public safety, you cannot look the American people in the eye and say, well, I welcomed the people who caused $13 billion of damage to Minneapolis because I encouraged them to burn my city to the ground rather than exercise some basic self-control and rather encourage law enforcement to do what they can do and keep us all safe.
Meanwhile, the latest Marquette Law School poll once again shows a tied race between Trump and Harris. Trump actually leading among registered voters, but Harris by a point in front among likely voters. Caleb, a little more encouragement here in our Backpack to School Challenge.
Yes, Dale and Sue from Glenwood City said we'll give $125 this morning. So thank you so much for that wonderful pledge. Would you join them as well? Thank you so much. As we try to get to what we believe would be, as if our numbers are accurate, $15,000 by 8:30. And that means we're trying to get that next $1,000 given so we can get there. And we are about $575 away from that. And our goal, we were trying to do it by 8 o'clock, didn't quite get there, but saying, hey, maybe by 8:30 this morning we'd do that. And again, about $575, or maybe you want to just round it up to $600. Maybe that's six different people giving $100. Maybe that's one person who could do all or most of it. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, WIB.com/backpacks. Thank you so much to Dale and Sue from Glenwood City, our latest givers in the Backpack to School Challenge.
Well, we've been asking you since Saturday, would you help us love and serve kids in need, both here and the other side of the world?
We want to help them start the school year off right. And for a single week, again, that ends tomorrow. We started last Saturday for 1 week. WWIB and our sponsors are asking for your help. It's our Backpack to School Challenge presented by Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire.
Yeah, our goal is to, again, provide backpacks and school supplies to the Valley Vineyard Church. We just heard from Mike and Trish Houle. Their distribution starts on Sunday and continues next week. And also, We Care Eau Claire backpack giveaways in mid-August. And Caleb, learning this morning that, we've been saying Eau Claire, they're thinking 1,400 kids this year. And then they're saying 1,200 in Chippewa Falls, so 2,600 kids.
Yeah, so again, we've been telling you at least 2,000, which is true, but now looking more like 2,600 locally, plus those in Liberia, West Africa, that we hope to serve through Teamwork Africa. So again, When we're saying, hey, it takes at least $50 to provide a child with a quality backpack and school supplies, and the goal is to get 300 or more backpacks worth, which would be $15,000 plus, and we're within shouting distance of that. Praise the Lord, we are. And now we're saying, hey, can we get there and can we get even far beyond, because we found out the need is even greater than we'd at first realized.
Yeah, again, these backpacks filled with school supplies and each given to a child in need, and the local giveaways expecting at least, we're saying 2,600 kids. Also, we had the chance to give to those kids on the other side of the world, where, again, your $50 will get two kids, a backpack, school supplies, and a pair of black shoes. They got to have the black dress shoes.
Again, thank you to Metropolis Resort and all of our sponsors for creating a matching challenge of over $5,200 to start off this year's Backpack to School Drive. Our sponsors include your family-owned A&W restaurants of Withy, Spencer, Colby, Altoona, and Cadott.
WNB Financial.
Overhead Door Company of the Chippewa Valley.
Roto-Rooter Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And Stelter Incorporated.
Yeah, thanks so much to Sarah from Chippewa Falls for a gift of $50 in honor of Lindy Backus, who she says was a wonderful teacher, aunt, and friend to many, and has missed so much.
And thank you as well to Cece from Bruce. Yesterday, I remember very clearly when this happened. She gave $1,000. That provides backpacks and school supplies for 20 children. And again, even more when you think about how far those dollars go in Liberia.
Yeah, so thank you. Cece's been a Teamwork Africa supporter. She was our very first Starfish Kids supporter. So what a heart. Cece, we could all learn from you. Thank you for your great generosity. There's no way we can adequately express our gratitude. If you'd like to help us meet this need, just go to WIB.com. As Dawson was saying yesterday, it's super simple. Just go to WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page, and it'll be very self-explanatory.
We've had two folks who just did that in a minute ago. Thank you to Julie from Rice Lake for a gift of $25 in honor and in memory of her dad. She says, my dad was so generous and a janitor in the elementary school. He loved working with the kids. Thank you so much, Julie, for that wonderful gift of $25 in honor of him. And Heather from Chippewa Falls gives $25 as well. And she says, this is in memory of, in honor of all those who are struggling and need a little help. She says, I wish I could give more. Well, Heather, thank you for giving.
Absolutely.
What you can. And this is the beautiful thing. Some people can drop $500 or $1,000. Some people could give $10 or $20. It doesn't matter the amount of your gift, as long as you're giving it genuinely and cheerfully. We believe the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And the thing is, for some people, giving $10 or $20 could be a larger sacrifice than others giving hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, it
really could be. But I think what really matters, what we're hoping to draw out and elicit here, is saying, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So would you take him at his word? Not us, not Caleb and Mark, not WWIB. Would you take him at his word? And whether it's this or something else, we understand it could be something else, but whether it's this or something else, would you trust him when he says it is more blessed to give than to receive?
17 minutes to go until 9 o'clock. And again, we've been putting different ambitious benchmarks throughout the week in our Backpack to School Challenge. Second to last day, where do we sit with our current goal?
Well, we haven't seen any response to it yet. We were saying, man, if we could see $1,000 somehow given before 9 o'clock, we're pretty sure that we would get to that tripling of that original $5,200. Again, thank the Lord for your generosity, doubling that as of yesterday, and saying we're within range, if we could see another $1,000 given, of seeing that tripled, and then we just go for the home run. How big can this get, as the need is bigger than maybe we even imagined? About 2,600 kids expected to be served locally through these two backpack and school supply distributions, and so many in Liberia as well, where the dollars go an incredibly long way. But we need someone to go through the door and respond to that. And again, we said, hey, if we can see another $1,000 by 9 a.m., and that could be 20 people giving $50 each for one child's backpack and school supplies, it could be 10 people giving $100. It could be a couple people giving $500, or maybe one person dropping a blessing bomb of $1,000. I'm not sure, but we do still have some time, because it doesn't take long at all. WWIB.com/backpacks or WIB.com, right at the very top of the page, that red bar. It takes you less than 2 minutes. And again, maybe more like 60 or 90 seconds to give a gift there. And we're hoping a lot of people will respond to that.
There's a couple of minutes in front of 9 o'clock as we wind down the program on the second to last day of our Backpack to School Challenge. And we're 125, by our unofficial tally, have us $125 short of 15,000. And we're marching ahead here and ready to pass the baton to our friends like Michelle here on Middays and others. Caleb.
Yes, and just a $100 anonymous donation was just given as well, too. Also seeing a $50 donation generously given this morning from Katie from Rice Lake, giving $50. Thank you. And she says, after hearing Caleb and Havel talk about Siri's dad giving a memory of her, it inspired me to remember the thankfulness I have to have, the thankfulness that she has children to buy school supplies for. She says it's a small thing I think most parents take for granted. And wow. Thank you, Katie, for bringing that out, where sometimes we think, oh man, now I got to buy this, got to buy that. But to have children that are healthy and well is a blessing a lot of us do take for granted. And again, thank you so much on Siri's birthday yesterday to Nick from Excellent for saying, I want to give even in the midst of this hurt. I want to look around and see who I can help. So thank you so much to Katie for recognizing that and saying, you know what, it is a blessing to have children, and we want to be a blessing to others as well, too.
I definitely came away with that same recognition yesterday. I went home and told my wife in terms of, you know, whatever challenges or difficulties or hardships we might have, and putting into perspective what was inspiring there about that generous donation from Nicholas.